This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville. And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
What's that smell?
That is the foursome. What is the smell, Cakes?
Victory! I smell victory on a Monday morning.
It's a friggin' victory Monday it is. Strike up the band, Valdez. Come on!
I mean, victory Mondays are generally hard to come by.
They've been rare.
Hey,
it's definitely been rare.
In the opener, in home opener, very rare.
And it was looking rare early in the game.
Well, especially it was looking that first unlikely. Quarter, really bad. Really bad first quarter.
That's a miserable start.
You know, you get off to a start like that, and you think, wow. You know, I tried to stay positive because I was so excited just to have football. And the Washington football team rewarded our patience.
They did.
And they came out, and that defense finally played like advertised. How amazing was that?
It was two different games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It absolutely it really was.
It was two different games.
I mean,
well, thank
eight
Fabian
sacks.
Moreau. Thank Fabian Moreau, man. The tide turned right there. 17-0. Gets a pick, gives the offense a short field. And it's not like the offense was brilliant. They certainly were not. But when they were given the short field, they capitalized.
Took an advantage of short fields. Yep.
Yeah, and that's what we said could happen with a great defense.
It actually was a very Alex Smith-like performance for Dwayne Haskins. No turnovers, finished with 170 yards, but finished with a win.
Yeah, but he
That's
left a
mentor.
Lot out
That's
there.
Guy.
He left a lot out there. He's got a lot more in him. He's got to get a little more accurate. Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, clearly he has a lot of improvement. But apparently he had a big speech at halftime that fired the guys up while Rivera was, you know, getting a little IV, get a little more fluids in him. And the team obviously responded.
I mean, how much of a football move is the coach taking fluids at the halftime? And I know it's not because he's just dehydrated and a maniac on the sideline. I know it's tied into his cancer treatments and trying to stay well. But
right.
I mean, that's a tough guy move, an IV at halftime.
Give him an IV so he can keep going.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But that defense was unbelievable. 8 sacks, 2 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, of course, 10 tackles for losses, 14 quarterback hits. Is that right?
Yep.
Just unbelievable.
Just punishing Carson Wentz.
The Eagles' offensive line was a mass unit.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all basically backups. They definitely took advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
and
I think
Wentz was bad in the second half.
We're going to see all year. And remember, we had Andy Benoit on earlier this week, one of the best insiders in the game who studies film, and he said he thought that the Washington football team could have the best pass rush in the NFL.
It looked like
and
it yesterday.
It seemed like hyperbole. But maybe it's not.
Know.
Maybe they're going to be there.
By the way, let's jump into the Wayback Machine and go back to 2019, to the first 5 games under a Minubski-led defense, where the Redskins, the artist formerly known as the Redskins, now the WFT, allowed 32, 31, 31, 24, and 33 in their first 5 games.
Right.
I mean, it's just ugly.
Yeah.
And to limit a division rival to 17 in the opener is a huge step in the right direction.
Well, we have a future Hall of Famer in Chase Young.
Right.
We said Chase Young was going to be a factor.
That's a nice piece.
Well,
and by the way, he gave Ryan Kerrigan, the biggest shot in the arm that I've seen.
Well, I think also Ryan just had fresh legs. You know, Ryan, how often do you see Ryan make a big play in the first quarter and then kind of disappear?
Then a big play in the fourth quarter.
Well, but then they kind of disappear. And then, you know, now he's got these fresh legs when he comes in, and he's just wrecking havoc. You know, Ryan Kerrigan could have a monster year. I mean, just good. Yeah. All
but
those
it was
guys
everybody,
contributed.
Everybody,
though.
You know, Jonathan Allen got to the quarterback. You saw blitzes with John Bostic getting the quarterback.
Awesome.
Different approach, different coordinator. Looked like an aggressive defense, but the turnovers was the big difference.
Huge.
Yeah. Do you have a list of quotes? Maybe you guys do. I just haven't been able to check my email yet in the last 10 minutes. Because I'd love to hear, if we have it, Rivera talked about how he kind of scolded each of his coordinators. He said, I don't know if you guys saw the quotes, he said he told Scott Turner that he thought he was reaching a little bit on offense, and then he settled down, and he said he called a great game, and he kind of grilled Del Rio, too. He said the same thing to Jack, that they thought early on that his coordinators had to get were rusty.
That's what he has to do, man. He's got to go to the whip sometimes,
well,
EB.
What was Turner doing calling an option play on 2nd and 20?
Yeah, they've got to ditch the option. I like creative play calling. I ditch that.
I mean, what are you doing?
I like the read option. But I don't like that.
I like
Haskins' old option.
I like Haskins using his legs when it's a little more organic. I think when it's scripted, it's a little easier to bring him down and to diagnose what's going on.
Well, I think the read option works, but whatever that, you know, just the old classic option play, you know, from college, I'm out on that one.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I'm out on that one.
Well, especially on 2nd and 20.
Hey, Logan Thomas showed up. That Logan Thomas that we heard about that was scoring a touchdown every day.
He's only the most targeted player on the entire team by Dwayne Haskins.
Is that
right?
Yeah, more than
eight targets.
Right.
So he's looking to Logan Thomas, at least in game one.
Yeah, he could do it, man.
And you know what?
He's a great athlete.
If he could replicate that stat line without the touchdown, because he's obviously not going to score a touchdown every single week.
Right.
But if he gives you four grabs for around 40 every week, Redskins would be thrilled with that.
Well,
they would be thrilled with those numbers.
He's capable of that and more. He's capable of that and more.
If that's his floor, then that's quite a find.
They got to do a better job running the ball, though.
Got to do a better job.
And I thought they were going to use Gibson a little bit more than they did, especially in the passing game. Barber clearly is the guy in short yardage in the red zone.
Yeah.
But I thought they got to do a much better job running the ball because yesterday, I mean, they were fortunate they had the short fields, but. If they had to rely on that run for most of that game, they probably wouldn't have won.
I got to dip into my singles for my Antonio Gibson bet for you guys that I thought he's going to get 100 combined. He fell a little bit short of that.
Yeah, but he still he averaged like 4 yards per carry.
He did average 4 yards per carry. Peyton Barber, who I guess is now the goal line hammer, 1.7 yards per carry.
Right. Hey.
So, I mean, if you're going to hand that guy the ball 17 times, not sure exactly what you're doing there, but look, I'm not an offensive coordinator. I'm just a jerk watching at home.
Well, Gibson just hasn't touched the ball as a running back very often in his career. I mean, he had 33 carries in college.
But despite that, he's still more than doubled Peyton's yards per carry output.
Yeah, he looks the part.
So he's going to be
the guy.
He's got
the body.
And let's stop with all this J.D. McKissic is the starter nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's let him be a situational guy because he had four touches and he did nothing.
He did less than
nothing yesterday.
Right.
It's a fine piece, but he's not the starter. I mean, that's just dumb.
But the reason they won the game is because the defense took over, and especially in the second half. I mean, to shut out the Eagles in the second half. Now, Wentz was bad. Now, Wentz was gun-shy. He was barely getting time.
Because
he was holding on to the ball, too.
He was holding
on to the ball.
He was taking sacks. He was taking sacks when he could have run. I bet you he doesn't feel good this morning.
When Sweat sacked him and he backed up like 10 yards, I couldn't believe he didn't get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
I
was like, what are you doing? That's like a first or second year quarterback mistake. That's not a veteran quarterback in the league type of mistake.
I think he was a little caught off guard.
He wasn't comfortable.
I'm going to say the Washington football team must have made some adjustments in terms of taking out the tight ends because early in the game, Wentz to both Goddard and Ertz, it looked like an unstoppable force. And then he kind of went away from it for some reason. I don't know if the Washington football team made an adjustment or he just tried to start jamming it into receivers.
Well, Goddard still got his. I mean, he had 8 for 101 and a touchdown. But Ertz, I mean, how many times have we done game recaps where Ertz is just tormenting the Washington football team? Where he's got like 8 or 9 catches.
Yeah.
He finds the end zone and he's just – he's always a go-to. That wasn't
Ertz
the case.
Ertz had himself a day because it was reported that he got into a screaming match with the general manager of the Eagles on the field. He's trying to renegotiate a contract. And then he had a big drop later in the
game.
Huge drop.
He's wide open. Hit him in both hands.
Yeah. They were like I said, they were a totally different team in the second half. And then Boston Scott goes out. By the way, we haven't even mentioned Sanders being out. That was huge for Washington. And then so Boston Scott goes out. So they had nobody to run the ball. So they had to throw it. And the offensive line just got overwhelmed.
Yeah, and it did. I'll tell you what. Early on, you know, in that first quarter was so bad. Was it the first or second play where Haskins dropped back and Wes Martin just got knocked back? It was like, you saw that, right? He lost his balance.
He was on roller skates. Yeah.
And I'm not sure I've ever seen that before. Right. And I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be ugly. But somehow they settled in. I mean, believe me, that offensive line is a weak link. There's no question about it. And the penalties, we gotta tighten up the penalties.
Yeah, I think it was Malik Jackson that put Martin back into the Haskins' face.
Oh,
it was
brutal. But I was staying positive. It was still early. We were underdogs. We knew it was going to be a fight, and they just couldn't have responded any better. Valdez, play the music one more time, buddy. I want to hear that throughout the show. That just freaking fired me up. What an unbelievable day that was.
We'll open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067, if you want to call us and talk about the 1-0 Washington football team. 1-0. Now, I saw this yesterday. I think with the last six new head coaches, four of them actually won game one, so we got excited about it. But at least right now, it does feel like it's a totally different leadership, totally different culture. You wonder if they would have been able to turn it around with Jay Gruden as the head coach. They believe in Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio, so they got the win yesterday, 800-636-1067.
Well, let's be honest. We talked about it. If they beat the Eagles, we said, you're going to have to kind of reevaluate the whole schedule. And I'm looking at the next two going, the Cardinals and the Browns, baby. Now, I always had us beating the Cardinals and the Browns, but now I kind of believe it. Now I kind of be like, we have a chance.
But you got to contain Nuke Hopkins.
It's a week to week league. You know that.
Yeah, I do. I'm not listening. I'm not saying
now the fact that they don't have to play in front of opposing fans, that's an advantage.
Helps everybody. Yeah. Listen,
I'll agree on Cleveland though. Cleveland looked
terrible
yesterday.
Yeah, they were
against Valdez's Ravens.
I mean, don't you basically think the Eagles will be better than the Cardinals? I think they will be. When it's all said and done.
No, not with that offensive line, they won't be.
Well, okay.
I still have
the Eagles winning. I mean,
the Cardinals were the second half yesterday. That was a good team.
Yeah,
I mean, Kyler Murray went for over 100 on the ground alone. So I mean, it's a lot to deal with, and I think that the defense, you know, they'll be up for it, but it's a challenge.
Definitely a challenge. Feel good about our chances, Cakes. Not going to take me off this high, buddy.
I threw this out on Twitter, and then people joined when I came up with the name, but they're so good that we need to have a nickname for the defensive front.
Oh, let me guess. You came up with some sort of alliteration. Did you
no,
come
I
up
didn't.
With
it
one?
It actually wasn't
you?
Alliteration.
No,
I didn't even quite
get it. I came up with wacky. Instead of the steel curtain, the team curtain.
The team curtain.
It's pretty lame. Yeah, admittedly.
Did anybody come up with a better alternative?
I kind of liked capital punishment, although I believe that's taken a bite from the past.
I think that is. It's kind of ringing a bell from something. I can't quite place
it. Isn't it amazing how big Chase Young is?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
just a massive human being.
I mean, it's like he dwarfed Allen and Payne.
Well, also just
when he's standing next to him, those guys look like high school kids.
We saw him working out with Ryan Kerrigan, and he made Ryan look all chubby and like right. You thought he was like an old coach.
And Kerrigan couldn't be more ripped.
Yeah, Kerrigan's
in better shape.
Ryan's a stud. You know.
Yeah, Young's just from another planet.
He is, and he just his nose for the football. Just the number of plays. Not many guys can live up to the hype like that in their very first outing, and he more than lived up to the hype.
Well, and congratulations to Ryan Kerrigan. He became the all-time sack leader for the Washington Redskins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now
yep.
Washington football team. Majority of his sacks with the Washington Redskins.
The Eagles had no shot when they had two backup tackles, and then one of the backup tackles gets hurt, and then they threw in a guy who's never played before.
He was a rugby player.
They had no shots.
They said he was a rugby player. That's on the Eagles for not having proper depth along the offensive line.
You're right.
That's on them.
That's on them.
Hey, you know what? That's on them for having a stupid rugby player in their lineup.
I know.
Play the music, Valdez, one more time, buddy.
Hail to the football team.
It works.
All right, we're fired up. We want to hear from you. What do you make of this Washington football team now after they beat the Eagles? 8 sacks in the game. They forced 3 turnovers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Carson Wentz, 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on The Fan.
Four-man rush, pressure again, Ioannidis, Wentz steps in trouble. Sack ball is looped, picked up by Washington, it's Kerrigan. Washington has it with a strip sack. The 8th sack of the day.
Just a running theme all day long for the Washington football team. They got after the quarterback early and often. I think at one point they had 3 sacks in 6 snaps. So Carson Wentz was feeling the pressure. Great debut by the rookie Chase Young, but you also just saw the depth. Whether it was Ryan Kerrigan coming in, Ryan Anderson, those guys are coming in to give Chase Young and Montez Sweat a breather. Matt Ioannidis, we've always known, has been a force. He's providing depth for Jonathan Allen and Jerron Payne. The defensive line carried this team, and the defense, forcing turnovers, carried this team to victory yesterday against the Eagles. And we want to hear from you. You can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line, 800-636-1067. Let's go to the phones, EB. Who's up?
All right, let's go to our guy Charlie. Charlie Brown from Newport. Charlie, you know, what's up, buddy?
You know, he's pumped.
Yeah, he is. I think he called it, didn't he?
Yes, I did. Good morning, guys.
What's How up? Are you, buddy?
Oh, great, man. Couldn't make an old man more happier.
Right?
I'm happier than a punk in a you-know-what factory.
I bet.
So happy.
I bet you had some blood flow you hadn't had in a while.
Oh, yeah. It was everything I thought it would be.
Right.
That defense, the national defense was just tearing everything up.
Yeah.
I got them winning 7 or 8 games, and this was the big one right now. And we haven't won a division game in, over a year.
Right.
We've been swept.
Yeah.
So beating the Eagles, no matter what excuses they give the Eagles, when the Redskins lose, there's no excuses. They're just terrible. But when the other team loses, they had problems. The Redskins' offensive line has been so depleted.
Yeah. All right. Thank you,
Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie's going to have a hard time switching over to Washington, but that's fine.
That's okay.
What are you going to do?
Save a look.
Charlie's setting his ways.
A lot of people are having that problem.
It's been 80 years. I mean, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. How about when was the last time that you watched a Washington football game and you're like, oh, my God, the defense is way more exciting to watch than the offense?
Right.
I mean,
it's been
it really
quite
is.
A while, yeah.
You know? Listen, I don't want to get crazy, but it harkened me back to that Denver defense when they took a noodle-armed Peyton Manning all the way to a championship. Not saying that we're going to do that, but that defense led that team.
Well, Chase Young can definitely be like Von Miller.
Yeah. I mean, they just have so many pieces.
He has defensive player of the year.
He can be better.
Like written all over him.
He has that type of potential.
He has that sort of talent. And it flashed in game one. It wasn't like, maybe in game 9 or 10 you're going to see it. No, you see it as soon as he's out on the field.
Right.
And, it's evident.
You know, how about the secondary? You know, with Darby and – or no, who had the other interception?
Moreau and Moreland.
And Moreland.
Moreland, yeah.
And
Moreland's a playmaker.
Was that his first pick?
Yes.
I think so.
It was his first career, but, you know, he has a knack for making big plays.
But, you know, they get you nervous because especially early they were getting behind him. And I don't know what kind of adjustments they made. Rager made
a nice play deep. I think he beat Darby. That was early in the game.
The analysts kept pointing out Troy Apke had a rough day.
Yeah, I thought so. But he made a lot of tackles. But they were getting behind him deep in some instances where you just can't let him do that.
Right.
But overall, they were able to overcome it.
Although I did
think
that the personal foul call was bad. I didn't think that was a personal foul.
Which one? The helmet?
Remember, on the third down? Yeah. Helmet to helmet? Yeah.
Yeah, it was very mild.
By the way, the receiver ducked into him.
Yeah. Let's give credit to an unheralded guy, too. Cameron Curl, the 7th-round pick. 2 tackles for loss.
Yeah, a couple
big
ones.
I mean, look, you know what? You've already paid off your draft position already.
Yeah.
Now it's free money. Anything you do the rest of the year. I mean, to do that in game one, if you're a 7th-round pick, you're just lucky to be on the field, let alone flash and make plays.
I'll be honest, when he made that play, I was like, I don't know who that dude is, but I'm a fan.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Marvin in Landover, line 2, Valdez. Marvin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, welcome to a Victory Monday.
Play the music, Valdez. Hit the
Play the music.
Yep.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just really proud that they played through the adversity. I've never really seen that under a J-led squad or even recently. So I was really proud that they could actually, like, have some adversity, like, make some adjustments and look like a football team for the first time in so long. I will say this, what they did to the tight ends was they started dropping the safety down and taking away the middle of the field, so that forced them to throw to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they started, like, going more to the edges. And now I guess I want to say the Redskins. The football team was, like, kind of sitting on some of those routes, which turned the game around, really. I love the defensive line. Don't forget Tim Settle. Tim Settle played a really good game, too. And just like, there's so much talent on that defensive line, it's crazy.
Yeah. You know, loaded. I think they have 5 first round picks in the main rotation, and you have Matt Ioannidis.
Generally speaking,
you want your first rounders to produce. That's what they've been doing. They've been drafting guys like Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne, Montez Sweat, and now
first
Chase
rounders.
Young.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still saw some weird formations where Sweat and even Young were dropping back in coverage. And I don't know anything about football, but that makes me crazy. But I know you got to do that sometimes.
I don't know. For the most part, they were hunting the quarterback.
Correct. But anytime I saw them, because, you know, all I'm doing is watching Chase.
They ran a zone blitz a couple times.
Yeah, and I'm like, ooh, I don't like that.
By the way, Carson Wentz is going to take his shirt off and look in the mirror today. Bruises all over his
body. He does not feel good today.
He's in a car accident after yesterday.
That's how I feel after I play golf. I can't imagine.
Getting sacked 8 times.
I mean, he was hit by those boys.
He was brutalized yesterday.
All right,
it was fun to watch.
Let's go to John in Huntingtown. John, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Fellas.
Hey.
What's up?
All right, a few comments. I was watching a game with a couple of my buddies. I think it was the first or second quarter. Philly had 3rd and 22. I made a comment. I said, you know, last year, they stay on the field because we can't get off on third downs.
Yeah.
And Carson throws the bomb, and I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Right.
That was the Rager catch, I believe.
Everybody was thinking, here we go. I'm telling you,
I was like, oh, God, here. I pretty much collapsed in the basement. Happy feet Haskins. I like to see him calm down. He did get settled. It seemed like when he went to a 3-step drop with a quick release, it got better. And then we're supposed to win this game with those injuries. Lurch hit on it early on. The decimated injuries, especially throughout the game, but just going into the game. It was pretty crazy, and just overall, great win. Can we not throw a screen to Logan Thomas? Like, if we're going to set up a screen, I think it was in the second half, can you use Scary Terry or somebody? And who is Inman? Who is Inman?
That's the second receiver at this point.
Yeah, they picked him up off the street.
He's a journeyman.
I guess. Hey, Victory Monday, baby! Hey, Lurch!
Yeah.
U.S. Open, baby! Wing foot! Let's do it!
Yeah, it's U.S. Open week. It's true.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
My buddy
it.
Asked me to play golf Thursday. I said, what? Do you understand what week it is?
Oh, I actually have to play on Thursday, actually. I got a big event.
I thought, by the way, that the Washington football team's offense, it looked better when they went to the high tempo. They didn't
Absolutely.
Do it throughout the game. But
I like more
whenever,
of that.
Whenever they picked up the pace, the offense looked crisper, looked cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if we're going to see more of that going forward from Scott Turner and Haskins. It seemed like he thrived in that, gave him a little more confidence going forward. I like the up-tempo.
Me
Phone
too.
Number is 800-636-1067. You can also text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Anthony Dulles, line 5. Anthony, what's up, pal? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great, great day yesterday. I mean, my goodness, everybody played so well on the defense, even offense, but they're only going to get better. I mean, what about Kerrigan becoming the all-time lead in sacks for the for the Washington football team? That was just sensational. You got to keep him on the field. He just brings so much energy to that defensive line. He gives Chase Young and the others just so much, I guess, just lights out. Yeah, I mean, he just really helps out the defensive line to go out.
Whatever they did yesterday, keep doing it.
Yeah,
I like
it's
the rotation.
Great rotating them Absolutely. Because you keep
fresh
them fresh.
Legs.
And Ryan Kerrigan's going to give them a different style. Like, he tends to power guys. And, you know, you can see Chase Young using both power and speed rushes. I think it gives the offensive linemen more to think about when they're facing different guys.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally.
Do you think 100%. Jason Peters is 38, I believe, that shifting out to left tackle. Do you think after facing a guy like Chase Young, he's like, man, I can't wait to retire? I mean, his checks are nice, but I can't keep up with these young bucks.
You might be thinking that.
He's 22 and 23-year-olds. I mean, I'm 15 years their senior. He was probably thinking that at times yesterday.
Well, no wonder he wanted to get paid like a tackle and not a guard.
Well, as he should. He should definitely get paid.
All
right,
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. This literally might be the first time we've taken this many calls in the 6 o'clock hour since the pandemic has
since
begun.
Since March.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. This is awesome. This is what happens when your local football team takes care of business and it gets everybody fired up. People actually set their alarms to wake up and hear Valdez play the music, brother. Play that music after a victory Monday.
And it's not the sad music.
No, we're not playing it.
No, it's upbeat.
All right, let's go to Mary Ellen, line 6. Mary Ellen.
Hey, guys.
How are
What's
you?
Up?
I am psyched, man. This is awesome. I just wanted to, go to bed so I can call you guys. Like, the first thing I thought of was you guys. I was like, you know, excuse me. I was, so excited about the Redskins win, but I was then I was thinking, man, I can't wait to talk to the Junkies. We won, man.
Mary Ellen. Did you feel like that before the game? You know, I did the pregame with Logan Paulson, the former tight end, and I had EB call into the show because I think, EB, you can talk about this. You were fired up from the moment you woke up.
Well, I mean, even the night before. Listen, I like college football, but not as much as I enjoy the NFL. And so Saturday was awesome, but I just wanted it to hurry up and go. It felt like Christmas Eve.
But it's a different year. I mean, you get excited to a certain extent every year, but new head coach.
Well, it was just
you've got Chase Young, you've got Antonio Gibson. There are a lot of new things that you wanted
Shiny
to see.
Toys. So many new toys to open, and I literally, Jason, I woke up at 5 a.m. and I laid in bed for 3 hours just wide awake. I was able to sleep a little bit from 8 to 8:30, but I was up. It was just excitement.
When did you start hitting the hooch?
I didn't until I went to my father-in-law's.
Okay.
Yeah, because I knew I was going to have a drink or two over with my father-in-law.
Speaking of excitement, how about Riverboat Ron going for it?
I know. I didn't want to go for
fourth
it.
Down.
On fourth down, late.
I didn't want to. I wanted
instead
the
of kicking the chip shot.
Yeah, I wanted
he's going for the jugular.
I wanted to take the lead. Whatever it was,
he probably figured he's going to get a safety. Even if they don't get the fourth, he'll probably get a safety because they weren't going to be able to block that line.
Yeah.
Dropping back into the end zone.
Yeah, I think in hindsight, clearly he's right. Thank God they went for it. But, you know, you're probably thinking, you know what, this team's going to win 3 to 6 games anyway. Let's just go for it. F it. It's a home opener. So,
by the way, the Washington football team was a sneaky play on DraftKings yesterday. Stone dead minimum, $2,000, and they produced.
Really?
They gave you,
wow.
They gave you big numbers with sacks
I was
going to
say, how many people are picking them up now? if they're on the free agent, you know, waiver wire. Yeah.
They
certainly
are.
You're going to get 10 or 12 points just from, you know, sacks and,
yep.
And, I'll tell you what, I might have to look at him next week.
Yeah, Can I just voice a little frustration about general, the way that fantasy football works?
Sure.
All the experts said, this isn't a good matchup for Aaron Rodgers this week.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I put him on my bench.
Whoops.
And he just carved up the Minnesota
Vikings. He went nuclear on Minnesota.
I did that too, but I had Russell Wilson, who had a big day.
Well, so that's a good combo.
Out. Yep, yep.
I've got Big Ben going tonight.
Right.
I couldn't believe what was going on in the first half with Minnesota. I mean, what was going on with Cousins?
I don't know.
I don't think he had many attempts.
No, he didn't.
No, it's hard to have attempts when all your coach wants to do is run the ball with Dalvin Cook. It's right. Tough to get attempts. And your best receiver leaves, by the way. Or one of your best two.
Oh, no. The other guy, he took. Oh man, he took the lead on me last night.
You got to watch those late games.
Some of those UCLA punks. I need Derek Henry and the Titans defense come up big, Cakes.
What are you trailing by?
I'm trailing by 35.
Ooh,
whoa!
I need Derek Henry and I need the defense.
Yes, you do.
Ooh.
All right, phone numbers 800-636-1067. Let's go to our pal Big John.
John, what's up, buddy?
Not much. Hail to the Washington football team.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Was that your zing? I hope that wasn't your zing.
I have a nickname for the defense.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Buckle up, guys.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
For the Washington football team, the WFT, it's called the WTF defense, because that's what the opposing quarterback ends up saying. Hey, WTF.
That's a good one.
That's a really great joke.
Bad as you could have imagined.
It's actually worse than I imagined, which was pretty bad.
I mean, how do you continue to top yourself?
Is that what Carson Wentz was saying the entire second half?
Oh, my God.
Hey, let me make a plug for myself. I'm in a comedy competition at Nottingham's in Columbia, Maryland tomorrow night, Tuesday night.
So. Yeah, our friend right. Squirrel will be there.
Go
Squirrel
see
and Drunk Mike. Drunk
All
Mike
you Maryland boys, go see him.
Right. Go ahead. Who else is in the competition?
Comedy competition. There'll be like 20 comics, and I'm going to do my best to win.
All right,
John.
Best of luck. You're going to need
it. Good luck, John.
He's a good dude.
This should take our captives at Guantanamo there.
Right?
This is their entertainment.
I think Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is still in Gitmo. We just bring him over to Nottingham's.
Yeah. Well.
All right, we're celebrating.
Took a weird turn.
We're celebrating the 1-0 Washington.
Play the music, Valdez. Come on, buddy.
27-17 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. Taking your calls at 800-636-1067. Remember, coming up at 7 o'clock, we will talk to Washington football team insider from ESPN.com, John Keim, here on the Junkies.
And NBC Sports Washington on a victory Monday as the Washington football team tops the Philadelphia Eagles at an empty FedEx Field. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take your action throughout the show. Don't forget John Keim from ESPN. ESPN.com joins us at 7 a.m.
I'll tell you, they got to stop with the overhead shots of the empty stadium. I'm over it. Mm-hmm. Look, we saw those college football games. How great was it to see 20,000 fans or whatever it was at Doak Campbell?
Yeah.
Even Notre Dame, they had a bunch of fans throughout. This can be done. It's going to be done. Let's just do it.
I mean, they did it in Jacksonville.
Yeah, let's just do this. So, I don't know. Hopefully in the next month or so, they
should be
back.
Able to change that. Yeah,
should be able to have 20,000 in there. Spread them out. If you
spread them out
about it, and let's go.
Yeah, the fake crowd noise is just annoying.
Yeah, I just don't like the overhead shots. They just annoy me. It just looks weird. But all that being said, it couldn't take away from the victory and the excitement that was generated from that game. I can't remember a time I've been this excited about a defense. I was trying to think, when have I seen such a dominant performance defensively? And the one that keeps coming to mind, and it was just kind of silly, but it was when D. Hall picked off Jay Cutler like five times. Remember in that Bears game?
I think it was four, yeah.
Was it four?
I think it was four.
And, you know, that was nutty. But this was like a total team effort. It was sort of the unveiling of Chase Young, but everybody thrived. Everybody got
They lived
in.
Up to the hype, yeah. And the yeah. D-Hall thing is thing. Probably like an aberration and a fluke.
Right.
This seems like,
this
okay,
is,
you're not going to
be repeatable.
You're not going to get eight sacks every week, but yeah. the pressure and the, not only the sacks, the quarterback hurries and the
yeah.
hits, that is sustainable.
Well, look, I know other guys did stuff, but Chase Young just, he's so much better than, you know, week to week, he's going to be so much better than the guy he's facing.
Well, just his ability and the nose for the football, like, you know, popping it loose.
Yeah.
You just could see, I mean, he's just so skilled. It's just crazy.
That should have been another. That should have been another turnover, but Ioannidis was offsides.
Yep. You're looking at a guy. Rarely do guys live up to the hype right away, and he did. Remember how everybody said when I was grilling Montez last year because he didn't see him in preseason, he didn't see him in the first four. Like he was doing nothing, and people were like, "No, it usually takes defensive ends a year to get their feet wet to get comfortable." Well, how about it took him about two plays?
Mm-hmm.
About two plays.
Well, he has a better pedigree, too. He's number two overall pick.
Well, yeah, sure. But, I mean, Montez Sweat is no joke either.
No, he's
but
a good player. He's a first-rounder. He's not Chase Young.
He's not special like Chase.
Right.
But, again, they can bring him in waves.
Right.
So they start with Chase Young and Montez Sweat and play him for a couple series. Then a fresh Ryan Kerrigan comes at you. And Ryan Anderson, who didn't have an impact yesterday. That's who's coming in as kind of the second wave, and then you bring back Chase Young and Montez Sweat. It's just a lot to handle. But, of course, Ryan Kerrigan yesterday becomes the all-time sack leader. Here's Ron Rivera in the locker room post-game getting the boys fired up.
Wow.
Where's Ryan Kerrigan?
I want to give this to the coordinators, guys, because, you know, I've had my struggles, and they've been great. All of them. Jack.
Yeah.
I don't know who played that first quarter, dressed in burgundy. But the guys that played second, third, fourth quarter,
woo!
Knew what it was all about.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you guys, I'm telling you, you guys are the real deal, okay? I didn't know. Nobody knew. But when I saw you guys turn your ass around and get it going in the second quarter, it made me realize just exactly how good you guys can be. Trust me, fellas, it's in here. It really is. You look at what we did as an offense, as a defense, as a special team against that team, the defending NFC East champ, that tells you you can play. Now, don't get a big head because next week we got another task.
Yes, sir.
Completely different football team.
Yes, sir.
We'll be taking one at a time. Enjoy this because you guys earned the right to enjoy this one. I'll tell you that much right now. Okay, I'm going to tell you one thing too, guys. It's a humbling experience to win. It's a humbling experience to lose. Be humble. Be forthright. And again, whatever you do, be the Washington football team.
By the way, have you looked at the standings, Eric?
I just got
Pickle?
Chills right there, by the
have
way.
You looked at the
legit
standings?
Chills. Yes, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
It's a beautiful thing.
We're
love
top
it.
The standings. And it's not
the
Eagles,
fake. Got the Cowboys
it's not fake,
losing.
Right.
Yeah.
Giants haven't played.
You know, 10 years ago, we were atop the standings, and it was reverse order.
Right.
They were pulling some shenanigans. No, it was amazing.
How
dude,
can they be atop the standings with no wins?
I got chills at the end of that.
Mm-hmm. 800
And I've seen that already.
1067 is the number if you want to chime in. If there was one area of concern, is it the offensive line? Is that the biggest area of concern? They played better, though.
Game.
I think they played better in the second
half.
What
about the running game?
Well, I think all that is based on the offensive line. Yeah. It's up front. That's the issue.
Yeah, and it's not great.
And you could see, you know, like Haskins, you know, didn't quite have his feet set a lot. And, you know, on the run, some of his throws weren't so great. So Haskins is going to be better. That's the good thing. I think that Haskins is going to get better. But we really do need the offensive line to play better. That'll be the key to the offense. No, there's no doubt. They have guys that can make plays. They don't have pedigree, per se. They don't have... you know, a resume at the NFL level, but they have guys that can play and they can do the job.
I do think it may be tougher for Terry McLaurin to have some big games because he doesn't have that much help. I mean, Dontrell right. Inman is just a guy. He had 12 catches last year. He's been a journeyman. You know,
yeah, Steven, but I like his
Steven
size.
Steven Sims Jr. can make plays. here and there, but I don't know if you can rely on him on the outside that much. That's why I think Inman's getting some run.
Well, Inman's just got a great body. I mean, I love that. I think you're going to see more of him. I think you're going to see more Logan Thomas. I think we've barely scratched the surface.
I think you're going to see the running backs get more involved in the passing game going forward.
Yeah.
Easier passes, quicker. You know, that's your up-tempo game. Get the, you know, Gibson and McKissick more involved. Barber, look, I understand he's going to be the short yardage guy and the guy on the two-yard line, the goal line guy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's one game, but he's living up to his, like, 3.4 yards per carry, like, over the last few seasons.
But
that's
Barber,
just what he is.
If you were to look at him, Barber was the only guy who really had experience getting the ball a lot. Like, McKissick in his career, I think the most carries he ever had in his season was under 50.
Well, he's a situational. He's like a third down type. He's not going to be in, you know, a 15 carry, like, thumper.
That concern me because they don't have a clear cut number one guy. They don't have a clear cut go to guy.
It's going to be a committee. It just is. It's going to be a committee, and I think Gibson, they're going to use him more and more and more. But they're going to use all those guys.
Going to ride that hot hand, whoever it is in the backfield.
Yep. But I think Barber, you know, they can kind of rely on him. He ran for almost 900 yards a couple seasons ago. Whereas, I just looked it up, McKissick's most carries in his career, the most ever in his career goes back to 2017, where he had 46. I mean, he's just not a guy you give the ball
a clear number one. No, he's not a clear number one.
No, it's a committee.
He's part of that committee. I just think that they got to use Gibson more in the passing game.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they will. They haven't even scratched the surface of what
they're
going to be able to do offensively.
Of course, they're learning too.
I mean, they had no preseason. By the way, it didn't seem like you really needed preseason. Other than the penalties, which were super annoying, off and running.
Well, except for a lot of guys got hurt yesterday across the league. Yeah. There was a lot of hamstrings and groins.
Right.
Achilles, so. Marlon Mack, tears Achilles.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Mary Ellen again because we said hello to her, but she never got to make her point. Mary Ellen, how are you?
Golly, I was just like, you know, I was coming to that point, you know, when we're in bed and we're coming to that point of happiness.
You were building to crescendo.
Right.
Cuts it off.
So get to your point then now so we don't cut you off again.
Okay. I was just saying, you know, just think of the defensive line when we've got fans and we've got that fans going nuts.
Right.
That's just going to be so awesome when we've got the fans to back it up. I just can't wait for that. And I was thinking another thing. How bad of a morning is Howard Eskin having?
There were a lot of people who wanted us to book Howard Eskin today. By the way, I saw an interesting take about the lack of fans maybe costing the Bengals their game, because the theory was that if you had a crowd full of fans, that the referee would have been less likely to call the push off on Green, which would have been the winning touchdown for them. And instead, they call it because there's no noise there. They just it was a push off, but they call it a lot of times.
Not sure
they
if
don't
I buy
call,
that.
And then, you know, missed field goal, typical Bengals.
Not sure if I buy that.
Missed Chippy, by the way, 31-yarder. It wasn't like the Bullock missed a 45-yarder. It was a chip shot.
Yeah.
It was an extra point, basically.
Cakes, they're the Bengals. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, finding ways to lose. I mean, that's correct.
Burrow looked overwhelmed. Burrow was not playing against Ole Miss yesterday. This is the NFL. He looked overwhelmed. His pick was awful. When he tried to shove it underhand, it was just bad. But he had the nice run for a touchdown, but he looked overwhelmed for most of
the
game.
Well, I think the last drive was very good for him, right? Getting him into that position.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had moments. Yeah. But just for the entire game, he just looked – I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say he looked scared, but he looked like he knew the NFL pass rush was coming.
Hmm. All right, coming up next, he's going to join us every Monday at 7 o'clock. It is Washington Football Team Insider from ESPN and ESPN.com, John Keim, here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.